Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in Paris on occasion of the European premiere of Little Women, the film directed by Greta Gerwig. We're with Greta Gerwig today. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
They played for us your little message before the press screening saying about...
Oh, really?
A few words about the film, yeah. And it seems that this is a very personal project for you, a lifetime achievement, goal.
Mm-hmm.
Is it so?
Yes, it is. This is a book I've loved since I was a little girl, and it's the book that made me want to be a writer. And then when I reread it when I was an adult, it just seemed that everything about it was so modern and urgent and pressing and just very much about the conversations we're having right now. And I just instantly knew that that was the thing I wanted to make into a film. And so it's been in some ways like a 30-year journey, and in another way it's about 5 years since I started writing it.
Mm-hmm. You decided to reorder the scenes in the book to make them memories from the protagonists, I would say. This is somehow an innovation in the story, but your formal approach to the story is really classical. I mean,
yes.
Did you decide that, like being classical in the approach?
Yes. Well, I wanted it to be classical in a way so that that I could find something that was fresh in it. I felt like I was very inspired by the films of Truffaut that were quote-unquote period pieces but never felt like that, even though they're very much... they're of the time. They're not anachronistic. But the way that they move and the way they're cut and the way they're shot, it feels like everything's light on its feet. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to create that sense of it being classical but being a dance, moving quickly.
And do you think, well, we're always talking about expectations, but do you think that people expected something different from you in terms of the approach, of not being so classical in the form of the film?
I don't know what people expected, but I mean, what I will say is that everybody who sees the film has that sense of, they say, oh, it feels like you.
That's good. You were talking about the themes, the things that the people can see in the film that are nowadays present in our conversation.
Uh-huh.
What would you say it is? I mean...
Well, particularly, I think a lot of the themes in the book that I was trying to bring to the fore in this telling were themes of women, ambition, art, and money. And that's something that we're talking about a lot right now. And I feel like every day there's another story about that and another aspect of that. So that was the kind of the themes underneath it, in addition to it being a story about family and sisters and love, but it really is about authorship and ownership.
Mm-hmm. How would you define your reaction in the Golden Globes day?
Oh, I'm disappointed, of course, because how could you not be disappointed? But I'm also thrilled for Saoirse and Alexandre that they were both recognized by the HFPA. And then, there was so much great work done this year by women, and I would like to see it duly recognized and attendant statues, given to them. But I'm very happy that the work exists and that there's strides being made and the work keeps getting made.
And why do you think this lack of female directors is still happening? I mean, because the thing is very present in the media now. It's present, right?
Right. Well, I think it is changing. I think they just released, that Annenberg study that analyzes the films, how many films are directed by women. And actually, even though we have a very long way to go until 50-50, this past year was the best year that it's been, I think, ever. So... while it's not all the way there, at least it's shifting.
What do you expect from the Oscars?
Oh my God, I don't know. We have 12 days before the movie opens in the United States, so at this moment, I'm just focused on that Christmas Day, getting the movie out, and we'll see after that.
And how important is it for you, like the box office, for your future? Like, that's a quick one.
Well, I mean, movies are a commercial art form, so and they cost money to make, and they cost money to market, and beyond that, it's something that I want to share with an audience. I would like people to go see it in the theaters, because I think it's a movie that should be seen in the theaters, because it's a vast kind of sprawling epic of the lives of girls and women. But of course, you know, you want to be a responsible filmmaker who is able to then make the next film. I mean, for me, it's always been about, can I make the next film? Did I responsibly use this opportunity, make something that connects and that people go to and then doesn't make anyone lose their shirt? And I certainly think about that.
Okay, Greta, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
We are in Paris on the occasion of the European premiere of Little Women. I'm David Martos, and this was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.